Today, I'm discussing religious wear versus prophet wear. You know, many prophets and preachers today wear three-piece suits, long-sleeve shirts with French cuffs, cufflinks, a nice tie, and fancy shoes. And some wear ballroom gowns festooned with symbols and robes with amusing hat accessories. That's what preachers, prophets, wear today. But what were they wearing way back when? And if we look at the New Testament, there are good examples of what prophets and preachers were wearing with three excellent examples. Let's start with John the Baptist and look in the book of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, where it states, quote, "In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, 'Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.' For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, 'The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.' And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and honey." Unquote. Can you picture this guy living out in the back 40 in the desert, wearing camel's hair clothing? What a sight and what a smell. I suspect it was a coarse kind of outfit and what prophets of God tended to wear. They wore simple clothing because what was important was the spirit and the message that came out of their mouths. And the so-called scholars believed John was a Nazarite, had never cut his hair and never trimmed his beard. He was a whirlwind of a looking fellow. You don't see too many preachers like that on the Trinity Broadcasting Network or Sunday morning TV shows or on the internet, let alone any Roman Catholic preachers and prophets wearing such outfits. Now you're going to say, that's John the Baptist, who was kind of an Old Testament preacher, and it doesn't relate today because the times have changed. Let's look at the next example of a couple of New Testament prophets of God and go to Revelation chapter 11. You remember those two nameless witnesses, don't you? It tells right there what they wear. And it says, quote, "And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth," unquote. As you know, or are about to know, sackcloth was material that was used to sack things like flour, beans, and wheat. It was low-cost, cheap kind of material, and that's what these two were wearing. Why? Because God didn't want them to be noted for looking good, trendy, and having rich men's clothing to be admired, quote, "And ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts?" Unquote. So said the Apostle James in his book of the Bible, chapter 2, verses 3 through 4. God wanted people to note and hear the spirit that was coming out of their mouths in the event some have entertained angels unawares. However, it doesn't seem that anyone responded in the positive to the last believers on earth. And since the Lord is the same yesterday and today and forever, God is not impressed by what you wear, but by what comes out of your mouth, inspired by Him, prophesying. Now you'll say, what about the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, what about him? A lot of people picture Jesus as an extremely handsome man with chiseled features, beautiful eyes, and pearly white teeth. But the Bible draws a different picture than you've probably been picturing. And we can go to Isaiah's book and hear what he had to say about the appearance of the coming Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, hundreds of years before he was born. It says in chapter 53, verses 1 and 2, "Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." In other words, if you saw the Lord Jesus walking around, there would be nothing that would gain your attention, not his physical attributes or clothing. And again, it wasn't important what he looked like. It was important who he was, what he said, and by the Spirit in which he said it, which was the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. You know, you ought not to judge a man by his appearance, because the Word of God says, "For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." And that's still important, because there are preachers out there today that are wearing religious wear and want you to think they are spiritual elitists by their outside trappings, and that they're holy, wonderful men of God. Going back several decades, after I got saved, I was going to a big Baptist church and sat there in the pews and looked around and saw that most everybody was dressed up in their Sunday best. And I thought, if the Lord Jesus walked in the back door and down the center aisle to approach the pulpit to preach, they wouldn't let him because he would be wearing the common man's attire of the day, probably blue jeans, a work shirt, and work boots. No, they don't want someone dressed like that to preach in a pulpit. Some churches even won't let a man preach unless they have a coat and tie on. Can you imagine? And some have rules, like the Salvation Army preachers, that can take their coat off if it's very hot, but never the tie. It's all religious wear, folks. Protestants have religious wear. Roman Catholics have religious wear. The Greek Orthodox have religious wear. They all have religious wear. And do you know anyone who is wearing sackcloth these days? Not too many, but that's what God's prophets wear. Take a hint. We all ought to check ourselves and see if we're trying to look religious, or are we men of God, preachers of God, prophets of God? So, until we meet again, remember, God loves you. Read your Bible. The truth is in there, or the truth you're trying to avoid. Maranatha!